Blog Talk Radio.
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
Feel me? And God said he said, his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's a getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, rest in peace, Father. I'm a ghost.
He opened that job with,
yeah.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Huh?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of you saying, what's up, why Phil do that? This week marks the 25th anniversary of Tupac's death. And, and man, I tell you, it seems like the past couple of shows, all we've had is anniversaries of tragedies, you know, 9/11, just everything. So, you know, I wanted to start this show and thank Tupac and his mom and everybody that had a hand in on this young man's career. He was definitely pioneer and a guy that was before his time. You know what I mean? And all of that. Now, I'm not going to go into who did what or why they did that, because that's a conversation that will take forever. So I'm just going to say we miss you, Tupac, and praying heavily for your family. With that being said, what a great weekend of football. Trees, I'm telling you, I woke up Sunday morning. And I told you I'm under a new schedule now. So, excuse me. So I have to work Saturdays, 9 to 5. So, you know, when I got off Saturday, I went to the liquor store. Because, you know, and I know Kale does not drink. But I'm in love with the Heineken Zero. So I got me a 12-pack of Heineken Zero, you know, set them in the refrigerator, had them bad boys on ice, you know what I'm saying, too? And when that, hey, I'm telling you, I woke up Sunday morning, it felt so good. It felt for the first time in a long time. It felt like normal again. You know what I mean? Because last year we didn't have any fans. There was no crowd there. It was just, you know, watching the players play, which was cool. I'm not upset about that. But they went in the parking lot and showed Washington fans tailgating, and girl, I got a rush of energy. I mean, so much energy, it left me with goosebumps. The way these people were out and tailgating, and I was like, dang, man, I need to go down there myself. You know, I ain't going to stay for the game, but I know so many Washington fans, I can jump in on somebody's tailgate, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know,
exactly.
Reese ended up taking off of work and chill with a brother.
Oh,
we watched the game. Yeah, man. Did me some ribs and some macaroni cheese. And only thing I didn't have was cornbread. I should have made some cornbread. But we had those Hawaiian sweet rolls. So, you know, we were good with that. But it was just so great to be back at football again. What about you, Trees? How did you guys bring it back?
I mean, I got a big sign at the front door that said, football is back, baby. I had my jersey on. My son bought me some tennis shoes and got San Fran all on them. So, you know, I was chilling. Tang had all his dollar stuff on. I mean, you would have thought we was at the tailgate right here in the house.
You don't know. I know they couldn't stand
it. Oh, it was on. It was on, bro. It was on up in here. It was on.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick one, and I'm sorry, y'all, but I just want to hear this two part one more time. 9653999-3782 is our number. With football, y'all. We're talking all football all day. Let's go.
Machiavellianist, Illuminati, all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot.
Feel me? And God said he's his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here? Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's a getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Why?
They bleeped it out. Girl, I'm gonna start this show out with a disappointment. And hear me out, guys. I'm sure you can agree. Everybody except for Ted, because whenever Green Bay looks, he's happy. But
okay,
Aaron Rodgers, you know, and the question has been floating out there: Do you think he's through the game? Do you think he's not giving full effort? You know, he come out after the game during the post-game interview, and he's talking, you know, the coach says out of his mouth, they played terrible, they look bad. Aaron Rodgers comes out of his mouth and says he can say whatever he wants to say. To me, it's one game. Relax, calm down. And this is the dysfunction that is Green Bay, has been Green Bay all offseason. They asked Aaron to come in. No, I'm going to host Jeffy. Aaron, we need you here. No, I'm going to go to the beach and hang with my folks. Aaron, we really need you. No, I'm going to do a old school hippie rock star commercial and I'll see y'all when I see y'all. I mean,
and don't forget he's the host of Jeopardy.
That's what I said. No, I'm going to host Jeopardy. You know, that was the first part. Yeah, I'm going to host Jeopardy. I think it might be time to go ahead and give Aaron Rodgers what he wants. I think it might be time to go ahead and let Aaron Rodgers move on. You know, what do you think, Tree?
Well, I've been told y'all that he didn't show up for camp like you said. He was doing all the other things he felt that was important to him. He did an interview with Aaron Andrews and said, "Okay, you guys already drafted my replacement. Why don't y'all play him? You asked for to be traded. You asked to be traded, and you're still there. So, I mean, I don't know what else he can say or do. Because I don't think. I hope he didn't just go out there and stink it up because he don't want to be there. I just really hope that that wasn't the case, because looking at the game, he was doing some crazy stuff too, but they weren't holding on to the ball either. Like, he would, if you put your hand on the ball, you should be able to hold on to the ball, is the motto in football. So a lot of it looked like it was on him, but a lot of it just wasn't the players. I don't know if the players not intentionally not catching the ball on his behalf. They want him gone. I don't know how deep it really is, but it's a misunderstanding somewhere in there. And until they get to the bottom of it, they just look a mess.
All right. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Ted. Did you get a chance to watch that Green Bay game?
Hey,
you know I did. You know I did. How y'all doing this evening?
All right.
Hey,
hello.
Blessed by the best and ignoring the stress. What's happening?
Indeed. Yeah. Hey. I agree. I'm like you. I was like you, Lady T. I was like, is he trying to sabotage him or what? You know. Because he's like, he wasn't interested at all, you know. And then a lot of that also come with timing, too, because they got practices and you know, and all this, and you in Hawaii chilling. So, you know, you need to get some reps in and get timing in. Only one I see was effective was Dak, you know, without having practice and all that. But, dude, you come in, you was throwing behind the receivers, you was overthrowing them. So you wouldn't like Aaron Rodgers, the bad man, as Stephen A. talk about. You know, you was disgruntled, and then you come, like you said, if you want to be gone, be gone. But then don't come in and act like you trying to destroy the team, because you wouldn't, your heart wouldn't in it, dude, at all. You know, so I agree with you. Let him go. Go on and go somewhere else and let Jordy Love go on and get acclimated to the team and start playing that young boy.
Let's see what Lou got.
Hey,
Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Lou.
Good afternoon.
I don't know, Lou. See, that game, because it wasn't televised in my area, but you know, but for the most part, you know, we had some good games in the NFL this week, with the exception of one, which was completely embarrassing to watch.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, I'm surprised you don't know. The Packers versus the Saints. I expected that game to be a lot closer. What a mess.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. Do you think Aaron Rodgers had the cowboy join, you know? Because like Ted just said, he didn't look interested at all. He didn't look like he wanted to be there. He didn't look like he wanted either to father that team. And then,
well, I think he got disappointed more than not getting the job of hosting Jeopardy, number one. So, no, just kidding.
Hold on.
It's hard to play in the game anymore.
Who is that? Somebody got something in the background.
Yeah, who is it?
Okay. We good now.
Okay.
But, it looked like at point, he just wasn't even there. I mean, you know, the interception in the red zone, come on. How many times have we seen Aaron Rodgers do that?
Not very many at all.
And then to go to challenge your coach, your coach said after the game. I mean, the writing is on the wall, man. The writing is on the wall. And I think it's going to be a mess that Green Bay will regret not doing something early about. Green Bay, because right now, and we know football, they play the game, and then for a week, it's mounds and mounds of speculation. So it's only building in a negative manner. It's only building in the direction of work. So Aaron Rodgers needs to show this team either he's committed or he's not. It's just that simple. It's just that
his head
simple.
Was there, but his heart was there, but his head wasn't.
I beg to differ, Lou. I beg to differ.
That thing was the other way around.
It
did not look to me as if his head or his heart was there.
Yeah.
It did not to me.
In other words, physically, yes, he was there, but mentally, no.
Right. There you go.
All right, let's go to my man, Tang. What did you, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
Carol's Corner family, how y'all doing today? Carol, Miss T, Lou, Ted, how everybody doing? Marcus, big boy.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man, everything good, man. I mean, y'all didn't already say everything that I was going to say because I said the same thing that he checked up. But I will say that I'm going to give him two more weeks. Because if I see the same thing when he played next week, and especially when he played on 49ers, I'm going to really know he checked out because I know he don't like the 49ers.
That's right. You're right. He's disgruntled right now. He's being disgruntled right now.
Yeah.
I don't know when it became such a thing, or when it became a thing for a player I've seen players ask for trade. I've seen players want out, but I don't want to put this on Aaron Rodgers, but I'm serious, y'all. To watch that game Sunday, this is the only conclusion that I was left with. It really looked like Aaron Rodgers was not interested at all in the league. It did not.
And he came
like
back anyway.
Well, he's under contract. He's under contract.
Right, I get it.
And he was about to start being fined for not showing up. So he had to show up. But I ain't got to give 100%. You know, and again, like I say, we all know football. They play the game on Sunday, and we talk about it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until next Sunday. So all type of speculation and everybody's thought wanders on during the week on what exactly it was that we saw. But I'm going on his body language and his act. Those are two things that we've never seen from Aaron Rodgers. We've never seen him to a point where he looked as if he was just disinterested as hell, like he did not care what was going on. And then at the press conference, the end of the game press conference, he confirmed it to me because he was like, it's just one game. Well, why y'all tripping? Relax. You know
Kale, can I ask you this? Can I ask this question, Kale? Now, people that they was talking about that he's gonna bounce back. You know, it's just one game, like you say, and that Aaron Rodgers, you know, he after a bad game he bounces back. But he might not bounce back because they're going against San Francisco next week, and. Say he don't come back as they say he always do, because I don't think he's interested. So what's going to happen then if he loses this next game and have a bad outing?
They play the Lions. So he should beat that game.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this real quick. If last night has told me anything, I ain't going with no more should be. If I have a feeling at all. I had a feeling last night that the Raiders was going to show and stand tall and did not pick them, went against them completely, and they made a fool out of me. They even teased me last night.
You can't feel bad for that, Kale, because Lamar gave them that game where he did them three fumbles. It wasn't even supposed to be no overtime, no none of that. So you feel right. Since Lamar didn't come out there and execute right.
Treat, what happened? The Ravens lost, right? The Ravens lost, right? Okay, give a dang about no fumble and his fault and that fault. They lost, man. A game that I wasn't expecting. They lost. It don't matter about the fumble or how they lost. And I saw it last night. Lamar Jackson looked discouraged. He looked hurt because he knew, you know what, I'm not going to get into that yet. I'm not going to get into that. You know what, girl, the devil.
I'm glad you said that. So, because when the next time y'all lose, I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't even want you to come on here talking about nothing.
You don't never hear no excuses.
So I just made you win.
Win or lose, you don't hear no excuses from me.
Well, he might have one because I did call him.
You saying if somebody would have did X, Y, and Z, man, we would have won that game.
And
I'm going to say, yeah, but y'all didn't.
Why do you figure that's an excuse? Why do you figure that's an excuse? Because someone said if the player would have caught the ball or if the ref would have called the penalty that should have been called, that's an excuse. That's not an excuse. That's a reason. It's a thin line, babe. Thin line.
Okay.
Like all the Ravens saying right now, how the hell did y'all go zero blitz in overtime and let that man cover all that ground by himself and catch that ball for the touchdown? So, yeah, it's what happened. 563-999-7825. 563-999-3782. When we come back, I told y'all, it's all football all day. We're going to dive in some more of these games and talk about some of the other things that surprised you and some of the things that you expected. We'll be right back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that nigga's phones in this party, I can't even listen to that. Shawty come sit on my lap, ayy. They saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap, ayy. I see some niggas attack and don't end up making them.
Yeah, what about the New England game? Were you guys surprised or did you expect New England to lose like they did?
I did.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't expect them to lose like they did, but I did expect for them. I expected for them to win the game by that much, but they went. They look. I can't put my finger on it, but they look a mess.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, do you think Belichick is rethinking his decision to let Cam go?
Yeah. But he don't have too much pride to get him back.
Thinking that maybe let him go too soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like you say, Lady T, pride is something else. He got too much pride to realize his mistake and ask for him to come back. That's so true.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Ain't that terrible?
Well, I mean, that's Belichick. I mean, Do you expect anything else out of Belichick? He's a very proud man. So, you know, it's really not the unexpected for him to be like, nah, I'm good. We're going to figure this thing out. If you ask me, it's funny how you got teams that are choosing to protect that young investment at quarterback, and you got teams that are like, you know what, I'm throwing my dudes to the wolves. I'm going to let them be what they are going to be, you know, and no one can say which approach is the right approach or the wrong approach, but I will say this.
I'll be right
this
back.
This is just my opinion. Okay, Lou. I feel that the earlier these guys get in the groove and play the sport, that'll be the sooner that those will come and go. And we're talking about the NFL. A turnover at any time is crucial. We saw last night in the Monday night game, Lamar Jackson is a seasoned veteran. He's a quarterback that you can trust. I was talking to Debo during the game last night, and I told him, I said, that Bama is mad. You know what I mean? He's mad in 2021 because he plays like a video game, like he's being controlled with a joystick, you know? And but he fumbled. He fumbled. And like Tree said, it cost the Ravens the game. Cost the Ravens the game. You know, so these mistakes can happen to anyone at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, project Chicago, put Fields out there, man. Put Fields out there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to say this, and I saw a lot of this weekend with my own team as well, the Washington Football Team. When that other quarterback came in, those players responded. Those players responded in a positive manner. In a positive manner. Once Fitzpatrick was hurt, which he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm back, guys.
When Fitzpatrick got hurt and those guys took Heineke, came in, it was like the energy level went up at least 3 or 4 notches. The receivers weren't dropping passes. The linemen were blocking. The running back was actually getting yards. I mean, Gibson looked like a completely different running back. And I said, what the heck happened? Why are these guys, and until Ted called, we took the lead. You know what I'm saying? why is it that Gruden doesn't see that this is Heineke's team? Why is it that the Chicago coach doesn't see that this is Fields' team?
I agree.
Y'all getting these old, washed-up guys, these has-beens. For real. I mean, I looked at that hit that Fitzpatrick took, and I was like, how is he hurt? Mm. I mean, dude tackled him and laid on him in slow motion. Well, how did he get hurt? Yeah. It wasn't an aggressive hit. Yeah. How did he? I've seen the hit several times, and each time I'm more and more curious to the fact of how did he get hurt. I don't see it. I don't see how, you know. And like I said, dude tackled him and laid on him in slow motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when Heineke stepped in there, man, it was a completely different game. It was a completely different game once Heinicke stepped in and took over. We had, oh man, that beautiful pass that he threw to McLaurin that I just knew it was an interception. And the ball somehow went straight through the defender's hand, and McLaurin, falling down, catches the ball. And I was like, wow. Nothing else showing me that this is that man's team. This is meant to be. You know, listen, and they're talking about in 6 to 8 weeks is going to be a discussion. No, it should not be. It should not be. In six to eight weeks, this young man will affirm himself as the starting quarterback for the Washington football team. Don't put it in his mind that his job is temporary. No, do not. Do not. Unless he's just stinking up the joint. If they finish this 6 to 8 games, 1-6 or 1-4, 1-5, I understand. I understand because a change is needed. I can understand that. But if they're winning and the chemistry is on, like I think it's, I mean, and people ask me, well, why do you say that? I look at this man's production last season. I look at the fact that he took Tampa Bay to the brink in the playoffs. Heinicke did this, not Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
You know, I was having a discussion in one of the Red Washington groups, and they were saying, you know, why do you think it's Fitzpatrick's job instead of Heinicke's job? And I was lost. I was lost for words. Mima just texted and said, senior citizens take longer to heal. EO, talk about Fitzpatrick. Mima, you ain't right.
Oh, Lord.
Mima, you wrong for that. But
go ahead. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about. I can't, you know, argue that point at all. He is old. But, you know, I'm just, it's like the job should have been Heinicke's all along. That young man proved himself last season. He proved himself in the preseason because, honestly, we didn't see a lot of Fitzpatrick, but what we did see from Heinicke was good. So good that Ron Rivera set the young man down in the preseason. He ready to go. Fitzpatrick was the one overthrowing people, underthrowing people. And listen, Fitzpatrick, to me, Reece kept saying, why is he looking like that? Why is he looking like that? And I'm like, what do you mean? How is he looking? And she said, just watch him. And as I began to watch Fitzpatrick, he looked like he didn't even want to be there. And I understand Fitzpatrick is a mellow, calm type guy. He's not a rah-rah guy. I understand that. But you're at home, stadium, new team, opening day. If that ain't a, listen, just saying that makes me want to run through a wall. If that ain't enough to get you excited, then we need to check your pulse and make sure you're still alive, bro. We need to make sure you're still alive, bro. And again, if I'm home, put it this way. Reece normally calls out the wildest, craziest stuff. And I usually just be like, okay, all right, Reece. You know what I mean? But she really garnished my attention with this, and I really, you know, paid attention. And I saw exactly what she was saying. I saw that Fitzpatrick, he wasn't excited. He didn't hype. You know, normally the quarterback coming to the huddle, he's patting players on the rear and the helmet and high-fiving and fist-bumping. I saw none of that. I saw none of that. But when Heinicke came in, off the break, before he threw his first pass or handed that ball off to the running back, he high-fived them players as if they had already got something. He gave to the people on the field with him as if they had already done something successful. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Who was that? I didn't mean to cut you off. Nobody going to say nothing?
I didn't know who you were talking about. I thought you were talking to Lou at first, but so, and then he didn't say
I heard somebody come in with a comment.
Well, I agree totally with you, man. Like you say, as far as with Heinicke and also with Fields, you know, you just got a whole different dynamic when these guys came in. The whole team, you know, offensive people were like they was more excited, you know. You got like a little shot in the arm, man, some youthism, you know. And it was like rah-rah, you know, like the college team, you know. And with Dalton, it was like, duh, you know, you're dead. And, dude, you didn't do anything at Dallas. Yeah, Dalton, as far as I started, he didn't do anything at Dallas.
Know.
You know,
okay,
I thought.
What do you expect from him?
Pardon me?
What do you expect from him? I mean, you know, Dalton's the worst quarterback there is. What do you expect from him? I wasn't expecting anything from him at all.
Well, I didn't
expect the energy at least. He expected a rah-rah, rowdy quarterback, at least a quarterback showing some type of life. Am I right there?
Yeah, well, I expect him to do something since you're going to give him the job and not make it a quarterback competition. I thought he was supposed to be like that there, okay? I thought kind of, you know, throw him to the wolves, don't let Justin come out. But I got a second hand, man. It's over. We don't need to lose no more game. Put that young kid out there. Forget it, you know? I mean, you what you waiting for because he's a pro. You got other rookies that have been out there, so he got to get some taste of the medicine sooner or later, so you might as well swallow it. Hold your nose and swallow it, bro. And he gives us a better chance. He gives us a better chance because especially with our weak offensive line, well, you know, they got to do a lot of holding and blocking because Dalton is not mobile. With Fields, he can take off, you know. And then also he got a better throw. He got a better ball to me. He can throw on the run. Dalton can't do none of that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It reminds me of the military. Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door. Man, I was scared. I'm like, why you got me jumping out of an airplane that's not going down? You know?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with this airplane. Why the hell are we jumping out of? And they're like, this is a part of your training. This is what is expected of you. And I'm like, you know, well, I'm thinking in my mind all the reasons why I shouldn't. And they're screaming at me all the reasons why I have to. And I was a young man. I hadn't been in the military for years. You know what I mean? I was a young man with it, you know? And they was like, so what? Who cares that you're a young man? This is what is expected of you. Now, I know the military and playing football don't quantify one another. And I understand that.
Not really, no.
But some of the same techniques and tactics are to be used for success. I never jumped out of a plane before. But guess what? I jumped. I was successful. Did not get hurt. And follow my instructions. That's what we, listen, if you have put this time into this young man and you have trained him on everything that you can think of, it's time to stand up, hook up, and shuffle to the door, man. Put that boy on the field. Allow him to play. Allow, and Justin Fields, when he came out, it was just like you saw his body language. His head went down, his shoulders shrugged, and Tree, that's what I was saying when we were talking about this, Tree, about how it can affect these young quarterbacks. How these quarterbacks are going to feel like I can't get in a rhythm because I'm going back and forth from the sideline to the field. You know, man.
I feel you.
Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the dough, and jump your butt out on that field. And learn by fire. Learn by action. Learn what you need to do. You know what I mean? And learn that your teammates have your back. You have a whole 11 players that play on the opposite side of the ball that you do. I'm telling you, these coaches, these coaches are hurting these youngsters, in my book. They're hurting them by withholding them, by stunning their growth, their progression. These kids need to understand, okay, the window looks big, but it closes up quick in the NFL. And we see quarterbacks who are in year 3 and 4 still making those mistakes. Well, I mean, we can say it's because the coaches didn't allow them the time to acclimate to the game as it's needed. They didn't allow them to get it because, I mean, they're only human. They're only human. Mm-hmm. And they look at the success that they've had up until this point, and it makes them believe that, hey, nobody can stop me. Nobody can say that I can't fit that ball in a window. Nobody can say that I'm not that man. I ain't the one. Nobody can say that. And that bravado, though it's crazy to have that, it's necessary at the same time for a quarterback to have that. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you got to go through the fire. And I just wanted to just touch on, you know, the great Kobe Bryant, you know. When his first playoff game, when he shot them 3 air balls, okay? But they encouraged him. Even Shaq put his hand around him, you know. But that next year with Kobe, he got 5 championships now. You know, rest in peace. But he had to go through that fire and learning experience. Like you say, don't stunt your growth. If you're the future, this is what it is. You got to get out there. And I want to be the first to say, I do not like our coaching staff. I do not like Nagy. I don't like them. Okay, so I just wanted to say that. Let them play. Let the young man get out there and play.
You're
getting paid money.
Let's bring Big Boy on. What's up, Big Brother?
Hey, what's up, big boy?
Coach.
What's up, Coach?
What's up?
Hey, I left practice a little bit early. Still ain't know. I'm right in his apartment out here. Right outside the door.
Outside my door. I ain't got no Kool-Aid. We're talking about Heineke and Justin Fields and these quarterbacks that are being, you know, stunted, that are being held back by their coach. You know, what do you think about that, big boy? And did you see the difference in play once Heineke and Field were able to step on the field?
Hey, look, man, like I said, I said that that Fitzpatrick wasn't going to be in there for the full season anyway. Now, just so happens he got injured. Hope he recovers quick, you know, wish him all the best. But at the same time, the person that needs to be in there is in there. And as far as these coaches is concerned, you know, hey, look, stop trying to hold on to old glory days and move on. It's time to create some new memories, some new moments. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead on to that new guy, that young guy. They ready. If they weren't ready, they wouldn't be where they are.
That's
true.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Go ahead, get a young chance.
The truth. That's the truth. Oh, who's that? Yeah. Again, like I said, man, you know, you holding these young men back and stunting their growth, and then when you really get to a point where you need them, when you really get to a point where you have to have them, they're not going to be prepared for it. They're not going to be ready to step up and deal with the situation because you waited so long to play them. You know, let them young men go. Let them go.
Big mistake.
Exactly. Let them get comfortable. Now, I understand that some players acclimate quicker than others, and I know this for a fact. But to me, and this is just my opinion, when you're holding a player back like that, you're kind of saying, we made a mistake in drafting. And that's just me. That's just me. If you have to spoon feed this dude and bring him along very slow, then, you know, are you sure you drafted the person that you should have? Are you sure you got the man that was necessary for your team? Because to leave that player on the sideline, to me, it signifies too many things in a negative man. To me, that's just me. I'm not, you know, putting words in anyone else's mouth, but to me, it just signifies negativity. You know, is your offense so complex that this young man, you're afraid that he can't grasp it? You know, we all know training camp is a month long, not to mention all the meetings and fights and all that stuff that you all have had, and you're telling us that this guy still is not ready?
Right.
I don't know. Tree, what do you think about that, Tree?
Well, you already know. I told you. Anybody give – drafted in the first round, they need to be playing. Period.
No matter what the position.
You get drafted in the first round, that means you are the best of the best. You know your job inside and out, how they taught it to you in college. And now, don't get me wrong, college play, there's a slight difference in the way the NFL play, like they only need one foot in, and you know, a little thing that can be twerked when he first get there that you know you need 2 feet in. You know what I mean?
That's
like
right.
That kind of thing.
Yes, you do.
But
in the NFL,
that,
you do, yes.
Yeah. So other than that, you know, it's ball game. You need to be in here, boo. Boo. Come on.
I totally agree. I totally
you
agree with
learned,
you, Lady T.
You only learn those nuances by playing the game. That stuff that you're talking about, the difference from the college and the pro game, you only learn by playing the game.
That's right.
I can tell you a million times over, man, mm-hmm. they play at a different speed in college, but you don't know until you step out there.
Yeah.
And it's your turn to try to cover this man or check that man or get that quarterback. You're like, hey, dude looks like he be running mm-hmm. in slow motion at home. It's Bama fast as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on, Ted. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And like, I agree with both of y'all. And see, well, in Phil's case, I'm like you say, if you took drafted in the first round, you ready. And then with him, you got to look at the conference what he played in. You know, and
mm-hmm.
his teams, the schools that he played against. How did he look against Alabama? You know, even though they lost, but how did he look? You know, he had 2 years. They had COVID. COVID seasons and stuff, but look at what his record was for them 2 years. And then the controversy, what he went through as far as, you know, having to be a backup or whatever and coming in and stuff. So he went through controversy, and he played it in a tough conference. So the kid mm-hmm. is ready. Playing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, he's
you
ready.
I'm just going to bring this thing on.
Go ahead. You can say something.
No, I agree with all what everybody just said. I agree with everybody. It was just the one thing that I didn't get to say when y'all were talking about the, what you call it, hook up. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
Jump up, hook up, and do
stand
what?
Up. Stand up. Yeah. Stand up, hook up, and shuffle to the door. We have to stand up, hook our lanyard to the jump line, and then shuffle our feet to the door to jump out of the plane.
I just want to tell you, Kev, brother, I salute you 1,000 times because right now in 2021, I'd have been still on that plane. I wouldn't have a job. I know I wouldn't. It'd send me home, bro.
In 2021, I'd poop all the way down to the ground. The ground getting bigger. That's all I'm saying. Ain't nothing worse than the ground.
All I can say is, man, I salute you, bro, because I'm telling you, you did it. I would not have done it. I know they'd have been saying, grief, man, grief scared. Man, he got a problem. They'd have sent me home, bro.
Yeah, I would have had to go get him.
You play too much. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Okay, that time, y'all. We gonna reveal the winners and losers, Miss T. And look,
okay.
I want y'all back to know she wouldn't even tell me, y'all. So what happened? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Top secret.
In the news.
That's right. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is
Lady.
Hi, my name is huh? My name is what? My name is
Lady.
Hi, my name is what?
Excuse me.
My name is
Lady.
Can I have the attention of the class?
My name
for 1 second.
My name is
Lady.
Hi, kids. Do you like Primus?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah.
see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Try to see me get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said...
Flip Shady.
Oh, yeah.
That
was a rapping boy. That was a rapping boy right there, boy. I swear.
Man. And you know what? I used to watch Slim Shady on MTV and the video
uh-huh.
channel. And I used to just look at him and be like, how does he metaphor and put those words together like that? You know what I mean? But anyway.
Bad dude.
That was that honor you, Tree, because that's who you turned into.
Oh, I know.
Slim Shady. Slim
Shady.
Oh,
I'm trying to call me Shady, his name.
Petty Slim Shady. Petty.
Wow.
Petty. I was like, Tree, you know I'm the host of the show. She was like, okay. And I was like, yeah. She was like, you'll find out when everybody else finds out. So I want y'all to know that whoever won, this will be a surprise to me as well.
It's gonna be a surprise to every. Tang don't even know.
Yeah, she hid the paper.
Right,
she hid the paper from me. I tried to get it.
No.
Right.
Lock the door. Don't
got some secret agent stuff going on.
Yeah, don't hype him up. Okay, but I do want my girl Reed to be in the building.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith going on over there.
So let me just announce who was playing the game so we can get that understood. Myself, Kale, Reese, Marcus, Tang, Debo, Ted, and Big Boy. Those are the players for week one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to start with the losers first. Let's start with the losers. And the losers are Marcus coming in with only 6 picks. Mm. So Marcus was the worst.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Coming up after Marcus is Kale, Debo, and Ted at 8. So.
Okay.
So that leaves. That leaves 4 players left. So we go to Big Boy and Trees coming in next at 9. Reese coming in next with 10.
Oh.
So Big Mouth Tang won week 1. Wait a minute, let me read it out. Hold on, y'all. He picked the Texans, he picked the Eagles, he picked the Cardinals, Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, Raiders, 49ers, Panthers, Seahawks, and the Broncos.
You was on it, wasn't you, Tang?
Hey, man.
You got
I just jumped down. Y'all know how Bush Johnson used to do back in the day when he scored a touchdown. I just jumped down and shot everybody down for the first week. I'm going to need you to ishmay on the re-snay.
I'm going to hear that mouth.
What's up, Mom? You got a lot
What's up, Marcus? What's happening?
Ain't nothing, champ. What's happening with you? I got feedback.
No, you're good. I was hearing your background. But how many wins did Marcus have?
Oh yeah, Marcus came in last place with 6.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
I knew that everything went crazy, bro.
Well, no, you didn't.
Relax.
R-E-S-A-X.
Relax.
Oh, relax.
Put your leg when you want to go for a walk.
And y'all know Tango Tango, when I was talking to Tang earlier, he was talking, man, I can't wait to do my picks. I already know who I'm picking. He pressed.
But don't worry. I forgot
we don't pick the Thursday. Yeah, the picks are on Thursday. Yes, sir.
This week, I'm gonna study the pick. Last week, I just did my picks, just picking. But this week, I already know what it is.
Oh, you just did anything.
I know you can do better than pick. I know you can do better than pick.
Oh, absolutely. I ain't really do no research on who's gonna be the quarterback. I ain't do none of that. I just picked off of what I knew. But wait till this week. We're gonna be better this week.
Okay.
What you gonna get, Sammy?
That's what we're doing now.
Oh, man. Hold on. Would that be the Cowboys?
Would that be the Cowboys? Yes, sir. The same Cowboy that quarterback gonna be there in the fifth week.
I don't know. I really don't. I still don't know.
Well, we know y'all quarterback. We know about your quarterback. He gone.
Oh, no, but hold on. Let's backtrack. Because, see, you wasn't around. Hold on. You wasn't around when this boy was asking for Heineken. Yeah, you wasn't around for that. But Kel know. Yeah. Everybody else know. Yeah, I wanted Heineken from the go.
Yeah, this a win-win for him, Tang. This a win-win for Mark. All right,
okay, well, he got Heineken.
Yeah, Heineken is my quarterback. But I like the energy that Fitzpatrick brings to the team. But that's it.
He brought no energy. He brought none this week again, man. It did kind of seem like something
was off from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I don't even think he's coming back this year. He ain't playing no more this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he just told us that he didn't do no study.
So you know he don't know if he was giving any energy
out there. Now, he ain't do no studying, man. Gotta wait till next week.
I
have to mess with him because he said my man was going to be gone before the fourth week, so I got to give him one at least to the fifth week.
But look, I still thought, I also said that I didn't think Fitzpatrick was going to finish the season. I've been saying that.
I didn't get that one, Marcus. I don't know, baby. Look at Patty and Eddie spaghetti. I don't see that one, Marcus. This was weeks back.
Every time somebody makes a prediction, I write it down. No, you ain't doing this week. No, you was off this week. That's the week. No, I wrote it down. Oh yeah. That was a week ago. You made no more predictions. Well, Kim. Yes, sir.
Kel, can you pose the questions that I asked you about Cam, you know?
Well, fine.
Yeah, I asked Kel, would y'all want to have Cam Newton back up, you know, since Fitzpatrick hurt? Would y'all take Cam?
I would take Cam over the backup. Do we still have that boy? We signed him too, didn't we?
Yeah, Alex. Y'all had three quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, we signed him too. Yeah. Now I would cut him for sure. Oh yeah, I would cut him for sure.
Hey, look, Marcus, I'm with you though. I'm with you on that one.
For sure.
If I could choose between, and I could get old boy for cheap, oh, absolutely, he'd be out of there.
Right. $1 million
last week. Yeah, he'd have been out of there last week.
I don't see Cam Newton as the answer. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring.
I don't see him as the answer like that, like he's coming to save y'all. I just think he's a better quarterback that can learn your style, how y'all play, your playbook, and he'll give y'all a better chance to win. That's what I think. I don't think he's here to save y'all because y'all team only is missing like a couple of pieces on the front line and the quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
No, Heineken, the quarterback. I'm just saying the backup Heineken, not the star.
I'm talking about backing up. Oh, absolutely no. Heineken,
right?
You're talking about backing up, kid.
Right.
Cam Newton is not a backup. Cam Newton is a starter.
It
will be dysfunctional to bring him in. Now Heineke looking over his shoulder and wondering when is Cam going to take his job. We don't need that. Heineke has more than proven that he is capable. Now, if Heineke was to get injured, all bets off. Whatever. Make the move. But until
then, that's why we said as a backup.
Let that young man play.
I really believe, I hear you, bro. I agree with you to a point because that's what I mentioned last week. I mentioned the same thing that it would throw the locker room energy on. But I would much rather have him as a solid back. I was comfortable knowing that when Fitz went out, Heineke was going to be able to step in and do a better job.
Do you think Cam is going to come here and submit his talent to second grade?
I think he has no choice at this point because ain't nobody beating down the door for him.
Right.
Now, he's going to be
you can get him cheap. You can get him for $1 million.
It's a Cowboys thing. He wants that dysfunction.
Right, I'm a football fan as well. And what Marcus is saying is absolutely true. I'm on that same boat he on. Because, like you said, Kale, why wait to bring him in when I ain't saying it, but if Heineke was to get hurt, why wait to bring him in? Bring him in now. Because anywhere he goes, he's going to be a backup.
Exactly.
Anywhere he goes right now, he's going to be a backup. And I believe he's going to know his position. And he's going to be ready to roll. And he already knows the playbook. And what's wrong with having somebody over your shoulder that is almost as great as you that's going to make you stay on point the whole season? It should make even go out there and ball even harder.
It's one more swoop on Heineke, man. Look at what the man had to go through to be the starting quarterback.
But let me ask you this, Kale. Are you satisfied with your backup now? If Heineke get hurt, are you satisfied with going with this youngin?
I'm definitely not.
I put it this way. I'd rather grow into Allen than break. Listen, man. We're talking about Watson. Y'all don't understand because y'all not fans of Watson. All we've had is quarterback controversy and nonsense going on around our team. Rarely, when the sportscasters here talk about the team, are they talking football? They're talking football now. You know why? Because we cut all the nonsense out. Cam, listen. There'll be an opportunity for him to come here if Heineke gets hurt. Allen, hey, listen, I have to trust.
Well, we want to think about that.
I have to trust them, to trust that the people who are making those decisions as who stays and who plays are understanding or comfortable with Allen as the backup. And if not, make a move and go get someone else.
Okay.
But Cam Newton, because of his name, because of his aura, because of all he has been to the NFL, that would not be a good move. You're going to have every quarterback playing in front of him uncomfortable as hell, man. Uncomfortable. It'll be just like Lizzo is your girlfriend, but then Rihanna.
I'll take Rihanna any day.
Thank you, Lou. You gonna take Rihanna any day over Lizzo? You know that. I don't care how much you love her.
I think he's not a rookie.
Some people like big girls.
I would take a cocker spaniel over Lizzo any day.
You know what?
You know that, right? You shouldn't have no trust in none of your coaches right now, because when I listen to all the Redskins fans that I listen to, and they really do know football, from day one, all of y'all already been saying Heineken. So right there, that's an automated mistake. I don't trust your coaches then to make the right
decision
for your quarterback.
I mean, truthfully, when it comes to Heineken, you know, Heineken, I think Slim got the skill, and he just be in the right place at the right time. Like, it's something about him where he kind of he changes the aura around the Redskins a little bit. He got like a little luck charm in his pocket. For real, because some of the shit that he be pulling off, excuse my language, some of the stuff that he be pulling off, you know what I'm saying? It's wild. How he pull that off? And some of it is the fact that he thinks really well, but I'm worried about him getting hurt. I am, because he got that little man syndrome, and he ain't really afraid. You know what I'm saying?
That's when he went in on that head in the last game of the playoff game when he took on that tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want the name of Cam Newton coming here. Just the name of the athlete will distract and straight have that man thinking. Look, they said something other night.
How you know why he don't think? It might be good for him.
It's not, Ted. You're talking about why.
I hear you. I feel you.
You're talking Did you forget Jeff Bezos? Okay, the owner of the Washington Post was the one that put this whole story out about Washington and what was going on. So understand
I'll take Cam. Get rid of Dalton.
Wow.
I'll take Cam for our backup. Starfield,
right.
Bring Cam in. Let Dalton be the third screen quarterback, or get rid of him.
Right.
I know that's right.
Do it quickly.
I hear you. You know, you can make that call when your team hasn't been the heart of your media's ridicule and
that's true.
Jokes and all
of that. Oh, no. You've
been ridiculed. Because I heard something the other day.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like in the last four or five years, y'all done had over like 13 quarterbacks or something like that. That's crazy.
Thank you. We've been totally ridiculed.
So I understand what you're saying about that part. Plus, Cam is a little bit too flamboyant. There might be a whole lot of distractions, though. I feel you on some part. But I still take him.
Nah, I can't. 563-999-3786. Boy, I said, you had the damnedest conversations here on the corner, you know? 563-999. It's the corner, babe. It's the corner. Miss
Rizzo,
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry, Miss Rizzo.
I do my hair toss. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling?
I'm going to have to listen to that again in my moment because I think she said something, and I don't know for sure, and I'm not going to repeat it, but, yeah. Congratulations to Tank on winning last week.
$40 pool.
$40 pool, you know. Hey, like I say, y'all, Marcus, Debo, Reese, the only one I don't have to say nothing to. Big boy, we got to step our game up, y'all. We got to step our game up, man. Listen, Reese beat all of us. And I don't care. I'm going to say it like that because that's the way I feel good about it. Any other way going to
hurt my
feelings.
No, don't make it seem like she beat all of us because she beat you.
Well, you know what, Tree?
Yeah, don't try to take us down with you, bro.
Eddie Spaghetti.
You not living there with Reese. Reese gonna take you up tonight.
I thought we were the same.
We are.
You say she gonna?
I can't stand with him. He won.
Hey, I might be with that. But anyway, congratulations, my man Tank. Again, one with 11 wins, right, Tree?
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great job. That's a great job,
I appreciate that.
Indeed. Congratulations.
Great job.
Oh, man, I missed that. I came in, I had missed it. My man got 11. That's why he was talking all that. You know, this Marcus. That's why he was coming in there trying.
He was talking all that.
Hey Marcus, you know when you win, you do a little extra.
Marcus, you already know when you win, you got to go all the way in.
He won the pool. He done put Cam Newton on our team. You know what I mean?
Honestly, Kel, I'm with you about everything you saying about Cam. I'm telling you, I'm with you. But I got this other little. I got this other little thing on my shoulder telling me that we need somebody solid like that behind us, man.
That's the devil.
He's not.
Ignore him.
It's not, brother.
Ignore him. We rebuke you, Satan. Ignore him. We don't want that. No. Hey, Marcus,
Kel, let me ask you, though.
Go back to when we had Donovan McNabb and who was the other quarterback, man? Who was the other? It wasn't Jason.
RG3. RG3.
No.
Jason Campbell.
It was Jason Campbell.
Right. And look at how they. Jason Campbell was the starter. McNabb was coming in. No, Jason Campbell wasn't a rookie.
That was his second, third year.
Yeah. And them people, man, listen. Now, Jason Campbell stayed on, but because of the media and their talk and their hounding, we went on and put Jason Campbell on the bench, started McNabb, and he was the worst freaking quarterback that we ever had.
Yeah.
But we
for real.
But Cal, I'm with you because, you know, I'm a fan. You said something about people that are not a fan. I'm a fan. And I truly believe that we are not the same organization. You know, but the stain is still there. And even now, you like, nah, I don't want this, I don't want that. But truthfully, it's all about your locker room. It's all about your coaches. It's all about it's all about higher than them.
You still have that media influence, though. You still have that media this and that over you as a team. And my thing is, all I'm saying is, I want the conversation to remain what it is now. And it's just football. They're not talking about the young women that were done wrong. They're not talking about the men that are on the dance team now. They are only talking football. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bringing Cam here will give them ammunition for a whole new conversation. Not to mention, they see Heineken. They see what he's doing. They feel the same way that we do about this young man. They bring in Cam Newton, and the word is going to be, oh, they must not really believe in Heineken. Oh, again, if Heineken gets hurt, Cam Newton all day. You'll see, I'll be marching and protesting up and down FedEx Field with signs and buttons, whistles and everything. Yeah, Cam Newton. Please.
Then you got to bring him up to speed.
But the media is like haters, man. You can't get them. They gonna always run their mouth. The media is like they gonna always spin
their
real professional teams, they drown that noise out. You know what I'm saying? Real good teams, they drown the media noise out, and you make them liars by your performance on the field. You know?
I see what you're saying, Mark. I'm going to say this. The only team that I've seen completely drown out the media noise, I've seen Seattle do it. I've seen New England do it. Green Bay used to be able to, but what we're seeing this season is kind of raising questions with Green Bay. But there's only a few teams who can totally drown out the media, man. And if you notice, now one of the teams I just named, media, is as big as the Washington media. Or as influential as the Washington media.
Well, because you're in this market now. Like I be hearing about what they talk about in Chicago because I hear from family, you know. So, like I say,
but
they talk about our joint.
I'm hearing from people I ain't related to.
But what I'm saying is because what
ride,
I'm saying.
I'm on the subway driving to work, and it's new people.
What I'm saying because
you're
in this market. This is what I'm saying because this is what y'all market. This is what y'all get because that's what all you hear is about Washington media. I understand what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying on that. What I'm saying also, what I'm saying is the fact that I would take Cam, you know, and we forget it. We're going to have media talk about that, but I think Cam would be good for Justin Fields to groom him, you know, him knowing that you are the backup and what have you. So, but I understand what you're saying about the media talk. That's all they're going to be talking about, you know, this and that. I dig that, but I hear what they're saying about our quarterback, that they need to bring Fields in there. Everybody, the fans want Fields, but our damn coaching staff is so hard-headed, they giving the job to somebody ain't proven themselves.
Can't trust your coaches.
Don't trust them. Well, they messed up Trubisky last year, you know?
I mean, I'm working with two quarterbacks, so.
Hey, but I see what Marcus is saying, though, because what he's saying is he thinks that the Washington football team is in a whole different direction.
And in the last few years, since Mr. Rivera been there, Coach Rivera been there, it has been different, though. That's all. I see what he's saying. I don't think it'll be the same.
It's too early to risk it. It's too early
yeah.
to risk it. Bezos still has it out for Dan Snyder. Why do I think Tanya Snyder is the president and CEO now? Because Bezos still
has
it
out.
And because Bezos still has it out for Dan Snyder. He still got to act the ground because he was – Snyder refused Bezos as one of the people to buy in to the Washington football team. He refused him. He told him, no, we're not going to allow you to be a partner or a member of ownership. We're not going to do that. And Bezos has had an axe to ground since then. So, you know, hey. All right, 563-999-3782. Somebody, your background. I hear your background noise real loud. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. When we come back, man, I really want to talk about this Monday night game, man. How to eat. Be right back. Monday night football. Please, somebody explain to me what in the heck was Baltimore thinking?
Yeah.
And I don't want to call it a zero blitz because I didn't see anyone blitzing. I didn't see any pressure going in on Carr. And you know what? Real quick, while we're talking about Carr, I do not like him as a quarterback. He shows off his teammate. He shows up his teammate. You know, Waller was catching everything that he was throwing at him last night. Carr threw a pass that was behind him, and they put the camera on Carr, and he's sitting there two hands on the ball. Dude, you threw that damn ball behind me. You threw that ball where I could not reach it. I could not make a play. You're lucky that I tipped it because it could have been an interception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could have been an interception. Do you guys remember that play where Carr was going downfield for the tight end and he threw it behind his head? And they showed Carr and he's standing there like, put two hands on it. You got to catch it with two. Dude, this dude is a professional tight end in the NFL. He knows to catch the ball with two hands. How about you throw the ball so that it is catchable? How about you doing that? Don't call him out, you know? I was so done with Carr last night, you know? I was like, young, he is blowing me, for real. Every time, every play, he's got something to say to the receivers. He got something to say to the linemen, you know. And dude, nothing is going to be perfect as an NFL quarterback. You just have to do your job. That's why quarterbacks are paid the big bucks. Because no matter what type of hell is going on around them, you're expecting them to do their job. You're expecting them to be capable of doing their job. But back on the Ravens, I was just like, dude, y'all going to let dude run down the field like that? Where the safety? Okay. Where's the corner? Y'all need to double him. He been killing y'all all night. Mm-hmm. And Baltimore, we're talking about coaching staff and decisions. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, so far this season, have made and landed on some very sketchy decisions. Mm-hmm. And it has cost, we saw it cost them the W last night. Yes, I know, in fact, Lamar Jackson fumbled the ball. I know that. But
three times.
Let's go back to why is Lamar carrying the ball? Because the running backs are hurt. Because the guys that you have in your backfield, you're not really familiar with them. Lamar running the ball is the only one that you're familiar with.
Well, Kel, didn't you say he was playing his starters and stuff during the last weeks of the preseason and stuff?
Preseason.
Yeah, preseason he was playing his starters.
He had his starters mm-hmm. on the field. And I'm talking about during the second half of that third preseason game. I'm not talking about the first or the second quarter. I'm talking about the third quarter. Why do you have starters out there? Go ahead, T.
Mm-hmm. And also, I told you, for the last 3 years, you got to look at Harbaugh's record, man, of his coaching decisions. Clock management, you know. Although, you know, Lamar made some mistakes in the team, but you also, coaches have to put these players in winning positions. That's the coach's job, you know. Like you say, he blitzed. They blitzed 17 times to Oakland's 2 times. Why would you blitz on that last play of the game and leave that man wide open down there? Make coverage. Prevent them from getting the touchdown. You know, that's one thing you don't need them to get is the touchdown. Let them kick a field goal, but don't get a touchdown and you let them wide open, man. Coaching decision.
I can't remember. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but I can't remember watching a game that ended as crazy as that one ended last night, where one team has the ball and all the hope, and boom, a turnover. Now the other team has the ball. We had a touchdown that wasn't a touchdown, and the Raiders proceed to shoot themselves in the foot. You know, and instead of going forward, they went from first and inches all the way. They got a holding penalty. They got a false start penalty. And I was just like, these Bammers don't want to win. I can't remember when I've seen a team shoot themselves in the foot as much as both of those teams shot themselves in the foot last night. In that fourth quarter.
They were playing reckless. They were playing real reckless.
You know, do any of you guys recall a game like that?
Not like that. I would have to think about it.
Hey, I mean, I'm like, wow. You know, nobody wants to win this game. You know, and then when it got to the point where it was up to a field goal, the next score wins, be it field goal or touchdown, I just knew that the Raiders was going to say, to hell with it, let's get a field goal, get the W, and get out of here. But when Baltimore, and that's one thing I give Carr credit for, when he got to the line of scrimmage and he saw how Baltimore was lined up He changed that play. He changed that play, and it was a great play call. It was a great play call, and because not only did he throw his man open, but hey, you won that game. He won that game with that decision and that execution of that play. And I know Baltimore is sick. I know Baltimore is sick. And to add what you're saying, Ted, I would not be surprised. Depending on how this season goes for Baltimore, it would not surprise me if Baltimore don't make a change. I'm serious. It would not surprise me with all these people getting hurt. And I understand you going into a season with bad luck. Teams do that all the time, all the time. But you add other mistakes and bad decisions with it, that's when people lose their job. That's when people lose their job. So, you know, I do and I don't, you know what I mean? Because I really don't care about Baltimore, but I really don't care about Baltimore. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm keeping it real, but being the great organization that they have been, you know, I still hate to see them, you know, going down like this.
We lost some players too.
Yeah, but I mean, Baltimore lost like what, 8 starters?
They lost Peterson.
I think they have the 13 now.
Yeah, I was going to say they have the 13 players.
Yeah, they have the 13.
13 starters.
So we lost Jason Verrett. We lost one of our main starters. To the point where we're talking to Richard Sherman right now, trying to replace him.
Oh, Lord.
Well, what's going on with Sherman? Is he out of his legal trouble?
Well, I don't, I don't really know the full ramifications of what's going on with him with his legal stuff, but I think it's at the end of whatever they agree to do, that I think it's going to come to an end.
Okay.
So we're going to see. Yeah.
You can settle.
I have an update for you.
Okay. Well,
Do you want Richard Sherman back on your team?
He wasn't. He's not a distraction. He just said he was retiring. He was, going, look for other places. Not retiring, but.
No.
Looking for other stuff.
But
yeah, I would take him back, absolutely.
No, I'm not looking for being distracted. I'm talking about as far as him being able to coverage, and is he old, Do he still got the stuff?
I think he still got the stuff. I don't think that he's old. He's old, but I don't think his body is showing that he's old. He wasn't playing last year like he was old. He just was hurt. I don't know
okay.
if there's a difference for you guys or not, but I think he could still play.
Okay.
Well, gotcha. I look at it like this. People can look healthy all day.
Absolutely.
It's all about is he going to be able to perform on that field at the end of the day. And like Tree say, he did look promising. He didn't look terrible last season. It's not like he was getting burnt. Toast
mm-hmm.
beyond recognition, So maybe he still does have it, but the only thing that'll tell that is the time on the field. Like we say, y'all, only football can tell us about football. But I wish the young man all the luck in the world.
Me too.
I'm glad to see he's because they basically just stopped that story. I didn't hear anything else about it. I haven't heard anything else about it. So
that's why I said I'm about to do some research.
Right. Hopefully that means that he's out of that. He's away from that now. You know, because I like Richard Sherman. I trash talk is welcome in my book. I love trash talk. And that Bama say that N word Crabtree, I thought I was going to die. You hear me? He's like, I told him, don't let that Bama come at me. And the reporter said, who? He said, that N word Crabtree. I said, what? I had to rewind my TV and look at that again and again. And he did not like Crabtree.
Richard Sherman from the hood.
I think Crabtree is too. That's probably why.
But nothing for nothing. I mean, Sherman had a true hatred. I mean, to the point every time he saw Crabtree, he was snatching that Bama chain off. He was straight punking Crabtree, for real. You almost had to feel a little sorry for Crabtree. He's like, hey, dog, you just going to let that happen?
But, so, hey, Kel, so far so good with my two quarterbacks playing.
I'm just telling you that's not going to be a good thing. It's not.
It's good right now. And when it's not good no more, then we change it. You can never know if something works now that you try it. And if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you will never know if something works. I mean, just by us keep saying, it ain't going to work, that don't mean that it ain't going to work.
It just means if you shy away from it,
then it ain't going to work.
Well, let's tell Goodyear to make some square ties.
Hey, look, they got electric cars right now, so hey. We might just surpass the whole tire thing and just be flying in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say that Jetson. You're going to be the Jetson.
Okay. Never thought the electric cars was going to work either, but it's a million of them out here.
I am not going to lie. I hope the good Lord takes me before some of these families start flying. For real. They can't even drive what they will.
I'm telling you, it's coming. And can we talk about Westbrook with this dress on? Or we not gonna? We just gonna act like that ain't happen.
No. All I'm gonna say is that Bama waited till he got traded and moved back to LA to come out in a dress. He knew.
He knew.
Because, I mean, that's L.A. They accept that out there. You know, it's La La Land. Nah, the city got too many soldiers, man. I'm not just talking about brothers. I'm talking about white dudes. I'm talking about Hispanic dudes. Man, nah, dog. You want to, what? And Bama's would be like, he coming into work. Hey, where your skirt at?
But did you see the shirt, though?
Man, I saw the whole outfit.
The sweater killed me more than anything. I didn't see it. The fact that he had it on killed me.
I'm going to send it to you.
Google it, Ted.
Okay.
You're seeing.
Okay.
He got on a white skirt, a cardigan sweater like the girls wear, and some high heel boots.
What do you think he's from Scotland? Is he Scottish or something?
And said, I'm free.
It ain't that kind of
crime. That ain't even Scotland, man. dog. He had on the shirt that the ushers used to wear on third Sunday, man.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute.
That's okay.
Oh, man.
So what?
I don't know.
The stockings or something. The boots ain't looking so a total mess. And you know what? I'm going to say this. You must not be listening to your woman at all, because there's no way she can be telling you, yeah, baby, rock that. That's cute. I like that. That's a skirt.
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah, you're lying.
I just can't. I, from interviews that I've seen with his wife and everything, now I know Russell is the breadwinner. He's the, you know,
She's an NBA player too, Kale.
Yeah, but still.
But Russell is the breadwinner. Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
50 million. The difference than 2 million.
Huh?
50 million is different than 2 million. 50 million is different than 2
million. That's
right. Any day in the paint. But still, barring the money, take the money out of the equation altogether, I don't know no wife that's going to be comfortable with her husband stepping out in public in a skirt and a blouse-like sweater. I don't know no one. Tree, would you let Tang?
No.
Would you be comfortable
no.
with Tang stepping
no.
out like that?
Absolutely not.
And I know Reese would be like, where the hell are you going?
Right.
Nah, man. And I don't care how many times I tell her, baby, it's comfortable. Baby, I got air down there that I didn't have before. She'd be like, Bama, unzip your pants and walk around. Don't wear no skirt.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? No, you're not wearing no skirt out of here. And I'm glad you brought that up, Treats, because it's like today's athlete is so pressed, so hard up on, hey, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. You know, I'm setting a trend. What trend are you setting?
Right.
What trend are you setting? I don't know how many times in my life I've heard the phrase, the clothes make the man.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've heard that phrase over years. Go ahead, Ted.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say not just athlete. I'm going to say this kind of like whole society, because I watch the commercials of the VMA thing, and I see that little Nas X, you know, I see him dressing as women's stuff, and I see also The Weeknd with the demonic stuff. So you got a satanic force that's just trying to engulf our young people's minds, man, where they want to dress like men, want to be like women, you know. And then you got the demonic force want to be all doing that, and then you got women want to dress like men. You know, so it's backwards, man, and they're just not looking to really. They just got it backwards, man, and the devil was running rapid.
But they were hard pressed. But they were hard pressed to take prayer out of school. They were hard pressed to take religion out of everyday society. But it's okay. To totally say and live every day as God made a mistake. And the God I know, the God I was raised to worship, doesn't make mistakes, man. He doesn't. He just doesn't,
amen.
You know. So, you know, you're gonna one day they're gonna have to answer for this. I'll just end my part in saying that one day they'll have to answer for it, and I hope they're ready and prepared with a true answer because, like Ted said, man, the influence is there. It is really there. It is strongly there, and it ain't a day to go by that. It ain't a day that go by that I'm not asking God, please, keep my son out of that. Keep my son away from it, you know.
Yeah,
Bama asked me at work the other day if your son was gay, would you love him? Dude, that's a conversation I'm not even having with you. I'm not having that conversation, you know. And you know, not to gay bash or, you know, put anybody down for anything, but that's a choice that I just don't agree with. I'll leave
right.
it there.
I feel you.
Man, what?
It just
man, what? Skirt. What the hell? What does a man do? And another thing, what man carries so much personal items that he needs a purse? Do you know why purses were invented for women? Do you know why purses were invented for
pouch?
Dude,
I told you about
dude.
The pouch. I'm a
dude,
diabetic.
Dude.
I got to carry my meter. Well, if I go out, depends on how far, I got to carry my meter, my water, my medicine. So I don't want to hear
you
about
the
pouch now.
No, you got a pouch, Ted. We talking about the purses that
exactly.
they be carrying. They carry
the
real
about a purse like the.
Kel be giving me slack about my pouch, man.
No,
don't worry about Kel. Don't even worry about this. We ain't even got to dress it.
Hey,
hey, Kev,
if it came down to a pouch or outside for me, Kel's staying his ass in the house. If I can't get too far away from my medicine, it's a problem. I'm staying in the house. And that's how we going to end today's show.
It's like that on me, you know how I roll. You know my purse will look. My pouch will look like no purse jacket. And you know ain't nothing feminine about me, man.
Okay.
Who
you trying to
tell?
Who
you
trying to tell?
You said I already told you we good. You ain't got to be
you know,
man.
What's up,
No. You ain't got to be
hey,
careful.
Look, I know. I don't really got time to chime in on the convo because. These type of conversations become deep conversations. We're going to have to
yes,
pick
sir,
this up,
right.
man. We got
yeah,
to pick this up. But I will say this of your original conversation about the skirt. You got to know individually what that man, when individuals do that, they are making some type of statement. You know what I mean?
Thank
They're
you.
Making some type of statement. So you got to know individually what he was trying to do. Because honestly, bro, the skirt conversation, the clothing conversation, the Barbie conversation, you know, our sons playing with Barbies and all that, the hyper-masculinity conversation is a very, very serious topic, you know, and it's a gateway, you know, it's the gateway with making young men and young women get confused about their sexuality. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it
well,
at that.
Well, you know what, Margaret? Let me say this. Let me say this. If people taught their children to accept themselves, to love themselves, and appreciate themselves, that type of stuff won't happen. That type of stuff will
know,
not
man.
Happen. And you will be who you were born to be. Now, I'm with you 100%. Every situation
yeah.
is different. I'm with you 100% with that. But what I'm saying, everyone else who was raised in understanding who they were and to love and respect themselves and other people of their gender, they're not trying to be anything outside of who they were born to be. That's all I'm saying. But we got to go.
Let me say this one thing. Him,
ahead,
you say him wearing a dress, it may be a reason why he's wearing a dress, this and the other. This is the thing. Nobody is going to take the time out to figure out why he has on the dress. You understand what I'm saying? The image is out there. They're coming for our young boys to be more feminine, and we got that part already. We let the girls be feminine and let the boys be masculine, not saying men don't have feelings. But if you put a man of his stature in a dress and you put it all over social media, then some of the people that may be thinking, oh, I can wear a dress. Oh, Russell Westbrook got a dress on. Why I can't wear a dress? Now I got to tell my son he can't wear no dress because he see Russell Westbrook in a dress. Like, come on. Put some jeans on hanging off your butt, and let me explain that. I'd rather explain that than explain you in a dress with some heels on.
Come on, T. Take us out, man.
Okay. Well, you guys already know how much we love you. We couldn't wait to get to the show today here today. But I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We're going to see you guys here Thursday between the hours of 5 and 7. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend that we're here on Kale's Corner and you are having a blast. There you go, Kale.
Hey, I don't love none of y'all dirty, rusty bamboo. Hey, listen, man. Treat said it best, man. We couldn't wait to be a part of this. Don't forget Thursday. We're doing a pick for this week coming. Thursday. We're doing a pick for Sunday game. So get ready. Let's get into it and let's do our thing. Yes, yeah, we did get deep, bro. We did get deep. But hey, Hill Corner, does that happen sometimes? So we'll check y'all Thursday, man. And we'll try not to touch
the deep. Again, for the first week.
Yeah, Bama. Cow bomb.
Right.
Love you, man.
Stop for real.
Yeah.
And give it what you got. Your girl just moved to the joint in the club in the carpet crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. My man and mommy's in Victoria's.
get Obama or Gus. Guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you've impressed them all. Come on. Rapping sharp than they thought. Finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up. My motto, you heard.